Jacka News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie, jy kan stadige verkeer verwag in Sunning Hill. Daar was 'n ongeluk met 'n voetganger betrokke op die N1 Noord naby Rivonia weg en dan ook in Velland op die N1 Noord ongeluk net voor die Beyersnoot Deurhylaan afrit. Verkeer stadig vanaf Gordon weg.
President Cyril Ramaphosa spreek die nasie na verwagting vanaand om 7:30 toe. Dis nou oor die onlangse vlag van voedselvergiftigings in die land. Tientalle kinders is reeds dood en honderde is in die afgelope weke landwyd hospitaal toe gejaag. En dan in die buiteland in die Midde-Ooste, 'n senior raadgewer aan Iran se hoogste leier Ayatollah Ali Khamenei het vandag besoek afgelê aan Beirut, Libanon om solidariteit met die gewapende groep Hezbollah te toon. Dis nou te midde van Israelse aanvalle op die groep in die land. Dis Iran se derde hoë profiel besoek aan Libanon sedert aanvalle in September begin het. Ali Larijani sê hy hoop daar is 'n vinnige einde aan die leiding van Libanese inwoners. Ons skop die saak in nuus plaaslik af waar die bestuurshoof van Everest Wealth Thys van Sail voorspel dat die Reservebank volgende week en in Januarie 'n laer rentekoers gaan aankondig en die doel daar is glo om ekonomiese groei te stimuleer en verbruikersskuld te help besnoei. Daar is tog onsekerheid oor hoe Donald Trump in die VSA se herverkiesing internasionale inflasie en rentekoerse gaan beïnvloed. So gepraat van Amerika, 'n dollar koers in die stadium R18.23 en euro staan op R19.20 en 'n pond R23.01. Goud verhandel teen $2,569.24 per fyn ons en dan staan Brent ru-olie in hierdie stadium op $72.04 per vat Brent. Ek is Swarlie Duyfoshee, meer nuus om 6.
Sport time now with Joe Mann and it's brought to you by Superbets. Know your sports better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
Well, we start off with the live action, and I can say the Indians have brought it at the Wanderers now. After they won the toss and chose to bat first at the Bullring, the score now 69 without loss after 5.3 overs. That is going at a massive 12.55 runs to the over. So they are definitely here to play. And of course, these South Africans are known for pitching big scores when it comes to the Wanderers. But another South African team that did well, Bafana Bafana, early on in the day beat Uganda by 2-0 as they celebrated their qualification in style and embattled president of SAFA, Danny Jordan, congratulated Bafana Bafana for making it to the AFCON tournament that's happening in Morocco next year. Former Springbok tight end prop Kobus Fosagie is predicting a death by 1,000 cuts for England. It's set for his play tomorrow, and that's of course in the match that's happening at Twickenham. South Africa versus England is the rematch of the semi-final of the World Cup match that happened last year. And world champions Argentina suffered a 2-1 defeat to Paraguay, while rivals Brazil were held to a 1-1 draw at Venezuela as South America's big guns struggled at the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers. And in tennis news, Nick Kyrgios will make his return to competitive tennis at the Brisbane International ahead of the Australian Open, saying that it was going to be sick. The 2022 Wimbledon finalist from Australia has just played one ATP singles match in 2 years after a knee, foot and wrist injuries. And in terms of tennis news at the finals, the ATP finals, Alexander Zverev up against Carlos Alcaraz, the Spaniard struggling at the moment. He's now been beaten in straight sets by Zverev by 7-6 in the first and then 6-4 in the second. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Take your day for a spin with Superbets and play Vegas slots with exciting games like Sweet Bonanza and Gates of Olympus, plus a chance to win up to 5 million rand. Why not spin to win? Bet, spin, play and win big with Superbets. Sign up now on superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No